Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold for a treat instead of a treatment. And listen to Meet Me at Parkey's. Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes, the treasure of them all, invite you to meet me at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's restaurant and say hello to Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, Joan Barton, Sheldon Leonard, Patty Bolton, Elliot Lewis, Peter Leeds, and our genial host, the star of our Old Gold show, Park Your Carcass!
Just look at this newspaper. Trumbull, Trumbull, Trumbull. Everything what you read in the newspapers today is just Trumbull. Somebody's killed. Everybody's wants for to fight each other. Sophie Glutz is getting a divorce. Oh, my. So many divorces, especially out here in Hollywood. I heard two kids talking yesterday. One kid says to the other, who's your father? He said, John Jones. The other kid said, he's not so hot. I had him last year. Yeah, the only interesting thing what it is in the newspapers today is the weather reports. That is a wonderful thing, the weather reports. All you got for to do is look in the newspapers. That tells you if it's raining outside. Here it is here. Temperature for today, maximum 74, minimum 45. Precipitation 97, University of Southern California 6. Boy, that precipitation has got some team. Oh, well, let me for to see what they're advertising over here in the calcified section. I love for to read those calcified ads.
Hello, Parker.
Oh, hello, John.
Anything exciting in the newspaper?
No, nothing much. Hey, what is this ad over here lisping to this? Teachers wanted. We have immediate openings for teachers in the following subjects. Mathematics, ancient history, English, Latin, and Greek. Apply to Mr. J. Somers, principal, 9553 Burton Avenue. You hear that, John? They want somebody for to teach Greek. That would be a good job for me.
But, Parky, you're not a teacher.
I know, but I'm a Greek. You know something, John? That has been my life's ambition for to be a teacher. Yes, whenever little children comes up to me and ask me all kinds of questions, I love that. I'd love it even more if I knew the answers. But Greek, that is a cinch for me. I was talking Greek when I was 2 years old. You know something? Even today, everyone says that even my English sounds like Greek.
But Parky, speaking Greek and being able to teach Greek are two entirely different things.
No, not for me, John. You see, I got teaching in my blood. Yeah, I remember when I first opened up my restaurant here 19 years ago, I used for to hire people without no experience, just so I could teach them everything what I know about the restaurant business. I had to cut it out, you know.
Why?
Well, they stayed with me for 2 months, and then they'd go across the street and open up a restaurant and be my competition. That was no good.
Well, Parky, I can't help but admire your ambition to be a teacher. It's a fine profession. It's wonderful to be able to mold the youth of America.
Yeah, I don't know why they got for to mold the youth of America, John. Some of them is pretty moldy already. Oh, my.
Hello, John.
Hi, Parky.
Hello, Opie.
Hello, Opie.
Hey, Parky, how about another cup of coffee?
Yes, sir. It's coming right up, John. You please bring that man another cup of coffee.
Right away, Parky.
Yeah. Say, Opie, did you brought me an apple?
An apple?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't bring you no apple.
You didn't? Then, Opie Cates, you could go and stand in the corner.
Stand in the corner?
Yes, and you could write on the blackboard I was naughty 25,000 times. Now, please, step right up here and let me for to examine your fingernails.
You want to see my fingernails?
Yes.
Say, what is this? Okay, here, look at them.
Say, Opie, are you in the real estate business?
Oh, that?
Yes.
Yeah, well, one of these days I'm going to get rid of all that stuff.
No, you better hold on to it for a while. You'll make a bigger profit. Somebody might want for to build a house on it or something.
Hey, Parker, what's all this stuff you're talking about? Have I got an apple? Stand in the corner. Bring a note from my parents. You sound to me like you're a teacher or something.
No, not yet, Hoppy, but let me for to read you an ad what they got in the papers here. Teachers wanted. We have immediate openings for teachers in the following subjects: mathematics, ancient history, English, Latin, and Greek. Now, Hoppy, that is a perfect job for me because that's my nationality, you see.
Your nationality?
Yes.
Parky, I didn't know you was a mathematic.
No. I don't be no mathematic. I'm a Greek.
Oh.
Yeah, the mathematics, they live hundreds of miles away from me.
Oh,
They live in a country which it is called Mathematics Septosemia, you see. It's a separate country, way off, all by itself, just like Texas, you know.
Parky, are you serious about going to be a teacher?
Of course I'm be serious, sure.
Well, what are you going to do with your restaurant business?
Well, I'll sell it. Like to buy it?
Me buy it?
Yes.
Where'd I get all that money?
Well, you don't got to pay cash. You could give me so much down and then so much a month.
So much down?
Yes.
How much is so much?
Oh, $2,000.
$2,000?
Yes.
That ain't so much. That's too much. Yes. Well, what do you know? So you're going to be a teacher, huh?
Yes, Hoppy. This is going to be my big opportunity. I'm not going for to pass it up either. Oh, how proud my parents would have been if they knew what I became a teacher. Let me for to see here. What is that principal's name? Jay Summers. He's don't say no telephone number here. I guess what you supposed for to gone over there for to see him personally. 9553 Burton Avenue. Yes, sir, I'll go over there right now and tell him that he's don't got to look no further for someone from a Greek teacher. Where's my hat? Hoppy, I'll see you later. If anybody's come here, ask for a hamburger with onions. Just tell him what the professor is out.
And now for a treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold singing star, little Patty Bolton, sings The Old Lamplighter.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walked with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. That's why we love him so.
A new fashion in cigarette smoking. Seems to me people are smoking thermometers and test tubes instead of cigarettes. Just think of all you hear about cigarette laboratory tests and medical claims about smoking and throat irritation. Well, to those of you who are still old-fashioned enough to smoke for pleasure, to those of you who'd rather have a treat instead of a treatment, I say just try an Old Gold. But I must warn you, when you smoke an Old Gold, you're not taking part in a fancy scientific experiment. All you're doing is having a swell time, enjoying the finest blend of the finest tobaccos money can buy. Old Golds are made by folks who've been associated with the best in quality tobaccos for nearly 200 years. We're tobacco men, not medicine men. We want to give you pleasure, tobacco pleasure. And every modern technique known to tobacco science is concentrated on one thing in an Old Gold: to give you a cigarette that's absolutely the last word in rich, mellow, deep smoking enjoyment. Sure, take care of yourself and your throat and everything else, but listen, we're talking about pleasure now, And that's why we say, anytime you want a treat, instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Gold.
$95.53 Burton Avenue. This is 9400. It must be one more block. Professor Parkiakaki, say that sounds wonderful. And if I'm as good as a professor, who could tell? Maybe in a couple, 2-3 years, they would make me a dean. And if I make good as a dean, maybe they make me a gunga dean. I don't know.
Oh, hello, Mr. Parkiakakis.
Hello.
You don't remember me, do you? Yeah. I'm Joe's friend.
Joe? Oh, yes, you're the fellow I met you 3 weeks ago, told me about Joe.
That's right.
You know something? You must got me mixed up with somebody else. Ever since when I met you, I've been laying awake in bed every night, trying to figure out who is Joe.
Well, if you want to find out who Joe is, come with me right now. They're throwing a party for him over at Jim's office.
Jim's office?
Yeah. Right across the street from where Jack Tobin lives. You know Jack Tobin.
Know Jack Tobin? I don't even know Jim. Who is Jack Tobin?
Howie's brother? The fellow who owns the garage?
The garage? What garage?
The one on the corner right next to Al's store.
Al's store? Which Al?
Al, the guy who's married to Helen.
How did Helen get in here? Who is Helen?
Helen's the one who's thrown the party for Joe.
I see.
What do you say? Do you want to go?
No, I'm awful sorry. I couldn't go to Joe's party now. Yes.
Oh, that's too bad. Yes. Joe's going to be awful disappointed.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Do me a favor, will you?
What?
Please call up Sarah and explain why you can't come.
Yes. Call up Sarah. Who's Sarah?
Well, you see, Joe couldn't get a telephone, so Sarah's taking all his calls.
Sarah's taking his calls?
Yeah. I don't know Sarah's last name. You see, I'm no good at names at all.
So far, you're doing all right. No, something, mister, I'm talking to you for 3 weeks. I don't even know your name.
Oh, that's right, you don't.
Yes.
My name is Wilbur.
Wilbur. Yes.
But everybody calls me Stinky.
Yes. Okay, well, goodbye, Stinky.
Goodbye, Mr. Parker.
Yes. No, something, that man is must be 100 years old. We take him at least that long for to get to know all those people. Oh, look who's coming now. Is that faker Orville Sharp? Oh, my, I'll never get for to get to see Mr. Summers, the principal, now. Everything has happened to me.
Well, 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 if it ain't my old friend, Mr. Parkiakakis. Am I corrected?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you are corrected, yes.
Hey, what you doing over in this part of town? You going to Joe's party?
No, look, Mr. Sharp, I am done going to Joe's party. I don't even know Joe.
What's the difference? I don't know him either.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I don't got no time for to go to no parties. You see, I'm going over for to get a job as a teacher.
Oh, you're going to be a teacher, eh?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Who are you buying your teaching supplies from?
Teaching supplies?
Yeah.
You are got for to buy teaching supplies?
Of course! You know, lots of people don't realize that.
Tell you the truth, I didn't realize it either. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, what kind of supplies these teachers got for to have?
Well, teachers gonna have a whole assortment of supplies,
yes,
especially if they're just starting in a business like you are.
Yes.
See? Now, for $200,
yes,
$200, I can give you what I call my number one assortment, which consists of 5,000 different marks.
5,000 different marks?
Mm-hmm. You see, you gotta have all kinds of marks to use when you correct them papers.
Got to have marks to correct the papers?
Uh-huh.
What kind of marks?
Oh, all kinds of marks. Marks like 100%, 80%, 60%, 30%. And bring your father to school. I want to talk to him. Now, besides that, you gotta have a whole lot of assorted punctuation marks.
Assorted punctuation marks?
Yeah. You know, when them kids hand in them papers and they leave out those punctuation marks, you gotta have them so that you can stick them in.
Never heard of an assortment of punctuation marks.
Sure, sure. Now, in this assortment, yeah, we give you a big variety of comas, pirouettes, semi-collar buttons, expiration points, and button hooks.
Button hooks?
Yeah.
What kind of punctuation marks is button hooks?
Those are the things you put at the end of a question.
That's question marks, not button hooks. But, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to spend no $200 for lots of punctuation marks.
Yeah.
I don't going for to need them anyways, because, see, I'm going for to teach Greek. And the way what I teach it, I don't use no punctuation marks.
How about my grade B assortment for teachers?
Yeah, what's your grade B assortment?
Well, for $100, yes. $100, see, I give you 5 boxes of chalk, 4 blackboard erasers, a pointer, 6 copy books, 5 quarts of ink, and a box of wonderful school pads. Hey, I just happen to have a box of them school pads with me.
Yeah.
And there you are. You can read it right on the box. School pads.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
School pads?
Mm-hmm.
These are Dr. Scholl's corn pads.
Use them for the pupils or at the foot of the class. If you buy this assortment today, I will throw in at no extra charge 3 dozen electric light bulbs.
Electric light bulbs? Why does a teacher need electric light bulbs?
In case you teach night school.
Look, Mr. Sharp, if I'm ever teach night school, I'm done going for to bring my own electric light bulbs. If I'm willing for to stay up nights, the least what the school could do is finish the electricity. Besides, I don't want to spend $100 for that.
Okay. Hey, look, brother. Look, you want to be a teacher, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you got to spend something. Would you like to spend, say,
$50? $50? What kind of assortment do I get for
$50? Oh, you don't get no assortment for $50.
You don't?
No, no. For $50, all that we can give you is a little key.
Little key? What kind of a key?
Well, it's a key that you wear on your watch chain to show that you're a smart guy, you know. One of them keys that you get when you belong to a secret fraternity.
Secret fraternity?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like Fido Beach Kaplan.
Fido Beach Kaplan? What is that?
Oh, you mean to say that you never heard of Fido Beach Kaplan?
No, I didn't.
Ever hear of a secret fraternity called Epsom Salts Pie?
Epsom Salts Pie?
Yeah.
No, I never heard of that one either.
Ever hear of the Sweetheart of Stigma Chew?
Sweetheart of Stigma Chew.
That's right.
Look, Mr. Sharp, I'm not going to spend no $50 just for a maternity key what it shows, but I belong to the Sweetheart of Stigma Chew. I don't know.
Okay. Well, tell me, what's it worth to you to get a beautiful key to hang here on your watch chain?
Well, I didn't know what teachers are supposed for to wear any keys in their watch chain at all, but you say I got them, maybe I could spend $1.25, $1.30.
What? For $1.30, you expect me to give you a key that'll make you look instinguished?
Yes.
For $1.30, you want me to provide you with a key that shows that you're a smart professor?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your $1.30. I'll give you a key.
You will?
A skeleton key.
Yeah. A skeleton key?
Yeah.
How's with that look if I wear a skeleton key hanging on my watch chain?
Nah, you don't hang it on your watch chain.
No?
Nah, you hang it on your ear.
On my ear?
Yeah.
Why should I wear a skeleton key on my ear?
Because you're dead from the neck up, that's why. Goodbye, Mr. Park, you cunt.
Goodbye, Mr. Sharp.
Here's another treat instead of a treatment. Old Gold presents Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra, playing Dig-a-Dig-a-Doo.
Thank you. cigarette smoker or a guinea pig? Well, strange question, perhaps, but sooner or later you'll have to face it. Because there sure is a lot of talk about cigarette laboratory tests and such as if a smoker is a mechanical thing and not a person with tastes. Well, Old Golds are for cigarette smokers only, not guinea pigs. Old Golds are for folks who go in for pleasure. The pleasure of fine tobaccos marvelously blended. The pleasure of smooth, mellow smoke rolling luxuriously on the tongue. Ah, there's a downright miracle of taste, aroma, and all-around goodness in every Old Gold cigarette. Try, just try an Old Gold. Then you'll know what we mean when we say, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, treat yourself to a pack of Old Golds. Ask for them at your tobacco counters. Look for them in the cigarette vending machine.
Here it is, 9553 Burton Avenue. This is the address where the principal lives.
How do you do?
How you do? Do you be Mr. Summers, the principal of the school?
Oh, yes, I am.
I seen you adding the papers, what you need teachers.
Oh, yes, come right in.
Thank you, everyone.
Now, please sit down so that we can talk.
Yes.
I'd like to find out something about you. You don't mind if I interrogate you, do you?
No, I don't mind. I don't even mind if you ask me a few questions.
I see. Now, what did you say your name was?
Parkyukakis. Parkyukakis.
Parkyukakis?
Yes.
Now, Mr. Parkyukakis.
Yes.
Can you tell me something about your teaching experience? Of course, you're aware of the fact that school registrations are larger today than ever before. Our classrooms are just overflowing.
Yes.
Therefore, it's most vital that our teachers have experience in teaching vast assemblages.
I didn't want to teach vast assemblages. I wanted for to teach Greek, you see.
Yes.
Yes.
What schools did you say you taught in, Mr. Parkyukakis?
Schools? Tell you the truth, I never taught in no schools.
Oh, then you've had no actual teaching experience.
Well, not exactly, but I suppose what everybody has got for to start sometimes. I mean, after all, everybody who's a teacher now is don't was born with a ruler in his hand.
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
Of course, ordinarily, we'd insist that any teacher that we engage should have several years of intensive teaching experience. But
yes.
Considering the tremendous shortage of teachers today, we've been forced to make an exception here and there.
Mr. Summers, I would appreciate it very much if you could make an exception for me, because, you see, all my life, I wanted so much for to be a teacher.
Well, that's very laudable, Mr. Parkyukakis.
Yes.
Tell me something about your own education. Are you a Ph.D.?
No, I'm not. I'm an elf.
An elf?
Yes.
I see. What university did you say you were graduated from?
Tell you the truth, I didn't exactly graduate from no university.
Oh, you mean you didn't finish?
I didn't even begin.
Oh, you just went to high school.
No, not exactly. I never gone to high school either.
You mean you only completed grammar school?
No, you see, my parents, they couldn't afford him for to let me for to go to grammar school. I had to go out to work right after I finished kindergarten, you see.
How interesting. Well, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Parkyukakis, but I'm afraid you haven't exactly the proper qualifications to become a teacher.
Oh.
You see, my friend, teaching requires a very exacting educational background. It necessitates graduating from an accredited college, and then it's most desirable for one to attain a doctor's or master's degree, which, of course, means postgraduate work of 2, 3, or even 4 years after one finishes college.
Oh, you mean my teachers got to go to grammar school, then to high school, then to college, and then go back to college for another 4 years?
Yes, that's about the size of it.
Oh, my, that sounds like what the teacher spends more time in school than the pupils, eh? But I suppose it's worth it, because then when you come out and finally become a teacher, you could make lots of money, huh?
Money?
Yes.
No, my boy, I'm afraid teachers don't make a lot of money.
No?
In fact, the biggest reason for this great shortage of teachers is due to their being so very much underpaid.
Oh.
You know, the teaching profession does attract a large number of fine people because of the love of teaching itself.
Yes.
But a good many of us like to eat, too.
Yes. Tell me, how much is that teaching job that you're advertising for pays?
Well, our salaries are a little higher than most teachers because, you see, we're in a large city.
Yes.
Our teachers get $150 a month.
Yeah, well, that's good. $150 a month?
Yeah.
That's only about $35 a week.
It's $34.61, to be exact. You see, I know because I've had to count every penny many times.
$34.61 a week for a teacher? I pay my dishwasher $8 a day. That's $48 a week. And I know what he didn't go to no colleges either. I know that.
Oh, yes, dishwashers are far better off financially than teachers. But then, perhaps it's more important to polish a plate than to polish a person's character and mind.
Yeah, $34.61 for an important person like a teacher. Why, without teachers, we could have no doctors, and no scientists, no great writers. Teachers, well, those are the people what lays the foundation so that our whole country that could be built strong on it.
Well, that's very well put, my boy.
Yeah.
We should send you around to plead our case for it. But I suppose there isn't very much we can do about it.
Yes, Mr. Summers, there is something what we could do about it. But you and me couldn't do it alone. We need everybody in this country for to help us. Yeah, if everybody would make those who are responsible for these teachers' miserable salaries know what we don't like it, then maybe we... They decide for to pay the teachers a decent living. Yes, all of us should make our school committees and our boards of education and our mayors and our legislatures and our governors and our congressmen, our senators, even the president, realize how important it is for to have teachers. And good teachers and enough teachers. Let them know that we as taxpayers want them to spend our money to pay these teachers what they're really worth, a decent living, and that will return tremendous dividends to us. Yeah, Mr. Summers, it shouldn't take much brains for to figure out what there can be no better investment in the future of our country than in our own children.
Meet Me at Parkies is written by Hal Fernberg and Paul Dawson. Mark Gilmore saying goodnight for Old Gold.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles, Earl C. Anthony Incorporated, California distributor of Packard Motor Cars.